argument may be the cold weather.
That's it. It's colder temperature. Yep.
Ding, ding.
Right. Good
okay.
work.
I always thought it was maybe the farther north because of the less sun, but
well,
maybe
it's
a combination of both.
I think it kind of goes, doesn't it? You know, the farther north you get, the colder it gets. Where are you calling from?
This is Bob and Mary down at Windmill Farms.
Oh, hi, you guys. I'm
hi,
glad
guys.
To hear from you.
Hey. Yeah, we'll try to make it up to the picnic this next year.
I hope you do. We miss you. We want to meet you.
We're going to bring a lot of friends.
Oh, cool. Great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ryan and the boys calling in from the Walleye Express.
Yes. What do you got?
Hello.
You called us.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. it was just answered. It was body size gets larger as the environmental condition, and it was north.
Yep, that's
but
right.
The John Calipari question, is that Kentucky?
That is right, the Kentucky Wildcats. Good job.
All right.
So calling from... the Walleye Express, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. And you're tuned to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and the Iron Range, 90.5 KBXC Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd. And on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org and the only place that you can hear the people powered Green Cheese.
That's
every
right.
Saturday night. All right, let's go.
Accept no substitutes.
That's correct. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, ladies. I would like to answer the question of the Jason Bourne question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
David Webb.
David Webb, ding, ding. Yep, that did get answered, but good job.
Good job. And where are you calling from?
This is the old man at the compound.
Hey, hon.
At the where?
This is the old man at the compound.
Oh, at the compound.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, moving away from my source.
Okay,
so the animal that has the black, white, Indian, and Sumatran, that would be a rhino?
That is correct, ma'am. Good job.
Oh, ding.
I bet you've hunted them, Amy.
Okay, fun fact, like 10 days ago,
what?
Co-workers that came back from Indonesia looking for Sumatran rhino, where there's only like 3 dozen of them thought to be in the world, and we found some outside of the known population.
How cool is that, Amy? That is,
wow.
I can hardly wait to see the pictures.
Well, Google it, and people and stuff. It's in the news already. So,
okay. Wow.
Anyway,
I'm expecting you on Science Friday soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Missoula, Montana. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's Jody.
So I'm so far away from the source. I think somebody probably answered what happened.
Bergman's rule.
What rule?
Bergman's rule.
Say again?
Bergman.
Was it Bergman's rule? Something that happens to animals?
Yes, they did answer. But go ahead. What do you have?
That Betsy just said Bergman's rule.
Yeah, no, when it gets cold.
Yes. That's correct.
And we'll give a shout out to Holland on that because Holland got that answer.
Okay, like, Holland.
45 minutes ago, so.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for calling up there in Everett, Washington.
You're welcome. Thanks for remembering.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
It's always great to be on Green Cheese.
Aww. It is, isn't it?
Hi.
Hello. Good evening, ladies. The J&J there.
Hi, Galahad.
The ANMX is the Art of the Merry Xmas. No, that's not right. King of MX must be the autobiography of Malcolm X.
That is correct.
Ding,
that
ding.
Is exactly correct.
All right, good job.
And I've got, I'll add some more so that they aren't all autobiographies or whatever. But I'm just in the A's so far, so we'll get some more.
I got you. Yeah, well, when you get to the Z of the whatevers, I'll be impressed.
Thanks, Galahad.
I got to call out to my bride, Zoot.
Yeah, I hope she's
up north without me, but I'll be there soon.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
Oh, okay, one more thing. I'm watching here with my daughter, and we're double dipping into the media, and she was scrolling through the TV and found the Savannah Bananas baseball game. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, I have. As a matter of fact, the caller directly before you in Everett, Washington, just got tickets to the Savannah Bananas baseball team. So, yeah, I know. You want to you go ahead and tell everybody who they are. They're awesome.
Yeah, they play baseball by a different set of rules than we do.
Also,
I think they got something for the ladies, too, because between innings, the whole crew goes out and dances, and sometimes it's like the Chippendales are there or something.
Exactly. They're kind of like the whatchacallits of basketball, right? What do you call them?
The Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it looks like the crowd's having a lot of fun there. And says they're tied after nine. They're going to showdowns. I have no idea what that is. But
well, now you're going to find out and report back.
Yep. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again, Green Cheese.
Hi, John.
Sudbury here.
Where?
So
John in Sudbury.
In Sudbury, Ontario.
Oh, Sudbury. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I believe my question got answered a couple calls ago, but it kind of didn't. I have to channel my inner Simon here.
Okay.
So the John Calipari question from college basketball.
Yep.
He did coach the University of Kentucky until this past fall when he took the job with the University of Arkansas Razorbacks.
You know, when I read that question, I realized this book that I got this from was from 2002.
And
2010 or something. And so the sports changes, and you are absolutely right. So
right. Things change so quickly. No, I'm just having fun. But
I love it. Thank you,
anyway,
Sudbury.
I was on hold, so I figured I'd just wait.
Always wait.
Yeah, don't hang up on us, John.
Good stuff. Okay, great show. And shout out to everyone. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good to have you along.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, you had a question about Rob Hall and Lena Skamelgard?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear totally what the question was. Can you repeat the question?
Okay, so I had not mentioned Rob Hall's name yet, but you are definitely
on the track,
apparently. Yep, you are way ahead of me. What do these people have in common? I'm going to read the names again that I've already given. David Brashears, Sardar Angdorji, Lou Kosciuszko, Andy Harris, Michael Groom, Yasuko Namba, Tim Madsen, Dale Cruz.
1997 into thin air Mount Everest climbers.
Yeah.
1996 Everest disaster. Correct.
Good
yep.
Work.
The ones that I had not said yet, Rob Hall, Scott Fisher, Beck Weathers, Anatoly Bukriev, and John Krakauer. Ding, ding.
John
Good
Krakauer.
Job.
He's still alive.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So is Beck Weathers.
Good work.
Oh, Beck Weathers. His book is really good. I recommend it.
That book is so good. Where are you going?
He's a powerful speaker.
This is Tracy. I'm calling from Britt.
Britt, good.
Good job, Tracy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out to Daryl.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Yes.
All those names are Everest disaster. I was just correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
Were you on the track for it? Were you?
No, I wasn't. But I was going to take another stab. I would have been way off.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I like sands through the hourglass. So the days of your lives. Yep. Yep. I just watched. I watched the sand just fall through my fingers.
Yeah, slipping away.
All right, I got nothing.
All right, sir. Good.
It's always good to hear from you.
My guess would have been that they're all Randy Bachman fans.
I bet they are.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Hello. How are you tonight?
I am good.
Great. Well, you know, the question that I was going to answer has already been answered.
Okay.
Cold temperature. But, you know, when you get the phone to ring, you got to just hang on.
That's exactly right, sir.
You know, and we got to give a shout-out. This is Gary from the Garza Campground on beautiful Hill Lake in Hill City, Minnesota.
Yes, good to have you with.
A shout-out to Hot Toddy if he's listening.
I hope he is.
Hot Toddy.
Also, have a great evening.
Thanks. You too.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I don't think anybody's tried for the German Red Basket.
Well, we have not had a correct answer. We have had an attempt, but what do you got?
I'm going to try Brotform.
Brotform, jawohl.
I know Sehr that gut. Brot is German for bread, and I'm German.
Yeah. The left-handed Limburger lover.
That's right, absolutely. And it's great on Brot.
I'm sure of it. I'll take your word.
Shout out to the dip in the road.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, some more literary questions. I've got the first line of novels. These are from, you know, I've had these out for a while, but I think it's when in a lull time, in which there isn't very many of.
No.
On an exceptionally hot evening early in July, a young man came out of the garret in which he lodged in S Place and walked slowly, as though in hesitation, towards K Bridge. What's that novel from? The next one is One May As Well Begin with Helen's Letters to Her Sister. And When a Day That You Happen to Know Is Wednesday starts off by sounding like Sunday, there is something seriously wrong somewhere. And finally, Mr. Jones of the Manor Farm had locked the hen houses for the night, but was too drunk to remember to shut the pop holes. What are the first lines to each of those? And I also have a couple more from a long list that really is whittled down, but I'm still going to... Okay. The wired cage that holds the cork on a bottle of champagne is called what? The na-na-na and la-la-la, which don't really have meaning in the lyrics of any song, are called what? And illegible handwriting is called what? And here's one. The dot over an I or a J has a word that's attached to it. What is that? And finally, that sick feeling you get after eating or drinking too much is called what?
All right. Another bread question. A primary stage in yeast bread baking, specifically sourdough, where the mixed dough ferments in a single mass, developing strength, volume, and flavor before it's divided and shaped, is called what? What kind of creature is Chaka in Land of the Lost? Let's put out there, the International Harvester Travelall is widely credited with being the first what? And what are the names of the Wonder Twins?
Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, for that handwriting, is it chicken scratch?
Where are we here? No, where is it? No, it's not called chicken scratch.
Oh, shoot.
I know. It's something.
All right. Well,
where are you calling from? Answers. Where are you calling from?
This is Donnie from Cedar Island Lake.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Julie Crabb, Justine Jacobson.
Yeah.
Mojo from Busty's Lake.
Yes.
Busty Lake.
Eating or drinking too much?
Yeah.
The drinking I've got, I know that's called a hangover.
Okay, well, yeah, that would be tomorrow, not just yet.
Tomorrow morning is going to be tough.
Okay.
The first International Harvester Travelall, was that credited with being the first SUV?
Ding, ding,
good
yes.
Work, Mojo.
Yep.
Fantastic. You can't wait till I see my dad. I'm going to tell him I got one right because that's what he used to drive.
Awesome. That's a great vehicle. Good looking vehicle.
Thanks so much.
They were awful boxy.
Yeah, the wood paneling. Fancy.
Yep. The paneling side, we had one of those.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, great show. Thanks, ladies.
Bye. Talk
to you soon.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, so the guy in the kitchen says that when all of the dough's together, doing whatever.
Doing its thing?
I didn't hear that.
Bulk fermentation, yes. The stage, primary stage in bread baking, specifically sourdough, where the mixed dough ferments in a single mass, developing strength, volume, and flavor. Bulk fermentation.
That's it. We got some going right now.
Yeah.
Good job. Twice in one night, girl. Thanks.
The dark art of sourdough.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And hi to Washington and East Meadowlands.
Sweet.
Cool. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get an answer for the I's and J's yet?
No, I did not.
They're called a tittle.
That is correct. That is correct. I am so excited that you got that answer.
Me too.
I'm so excited that it's tittle.
This is my first time listening to Green Cheese.
What? Where are you calling from?
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah.
My name's Libby, calling from Hibbing. Shout out to Jody's Young Professionals.
Sweet.
Okay.
Welcome.
Got you down, Hibbing, and I'm so glad you called and got in.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You too.
It's on every Saturday.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Have you got the answer about Champagne Cage?
No.
Is it a Ponson?
Say it again.
Ponson.
That's not what I have. It's not that.
Okay.
All right, where are you calling from?
Is this Anoka?
This is not Anoka.
Oh.
This is Andy from Virgus.
Oh, Virgus. Hey, Andy. Yep.
Thanks so much for calling, Andy.
Thanks for the program, ladies.
Thanks you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For listening.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did I hear you ask a question about the Wonder Twins?
Yeah. What are the names of the Wonder Twins?
Zan and Jaina.
Zan and Jaina. Wonder Twin powers activate.
Good work.
Yeah, the Super Friends. I used to watch the reruns of that when I was a kid.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
The little monkey they had gave me nightmares, though.
The what?
The little monkey. There's a little face monkey with him. I don't know why, but he gave me nightmares.
What was his name? Gleek? Was his name Gleek?
Yes.
Yep. Where are you calling
from? Kill Gore Scouts in Bemidji. Shout out to
the King
and Queen Green Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Grand Steel Ninjas.
Thanks so much for calling, and I hope they're listening too.
Yeah. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Okay. Bye bye. All right.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Here we got some higher on Green Cheese.
Oh, I think I hear Kilgore Scouts answering my question right now, Zan and Jaina.
Zan and Jaina.
Uh-huh.
And he's asking about the blue monkey. That's Gleek.
Gleek, yep, we got that too. My people.
Kilgore Scouts is stealing my thunder.
Well, that's what it's all about, my friend.
All right, well, ask me where I'm calling from.
Nope.
Come on, do it. I dare you.
Where are you calling from?
Attica!
Well played.
Good job.
We receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Huff's congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org.
We also receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. I've got a couple more questions here. What shape are the chromosomes that make up DNA? I've got a title for these questions, the good, the bad, and the body part. So what shape are the chromosomes that make up DNA? Some strands of DNA are made up of adenine, guanine, thymine, and what other chemical? What shape are muscle cells? What are the protein units in DNA called? And how many chromosomes are in a human genome?
Okay.
Higher on green. Oh.
Can I refresh mine?
As soon as I get rid of the buzzing.
Because okay. I think I'm out of, I just had one question left.
Okay.
Okay. What? Still looking for what kind of creature is Chaka in Land of the Lost? Then let's put out there, who starred in the television series The Rifleman? The Kenback One is considered to be the first what? And who is the narrator of Moby Dick?
Okay. All right. Now I got to just... let's go here. Higher on green cheese.
Hi. Is DNA the shape of a double helix?
This, let me see. So the shape of the chromosomes that make up DNA, what do you,
is that? Yeah.
And you're saying what?
Yep. That was my guess. Double helix.
Okay. There's another word for it, but I think it probably means the same thing. But I'm not going to give it to you because it is a double helix in layman's terms. Okay, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? Say again.
Lutzen.
How are the leaves up there?
They're starting to come up.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Yep, they're starting to really pop around here too. I'm heading up to the North Shore next week. So,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hey, for the chromosomes, is it 23?
How many chromosomes in a human genome? No, not 23.
So is that one extra, so then it's 22?
No.
Okay, then I guess I have no idea.
Where are you calling from?
This is again. Okay, well, my dad says Chuck Connors for the Rifleman.
Yes, ding, ding.
Good work.
Yep.
Okay, well, he's Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Oh, hey, there you go.
All right.
That's it.
It's all coming together now.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Cedar Island, bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi. Could you run through the science questions again, please, quick?
Okay, what shape are the chromosomes that make up DNA? Some strands of DNA are made up of adenine, guanine, thymine, and which other chemical? What shape are muscle cells? What are the protein units in DNA called? And how many chromosomes in a human genome?
Okay, muscles are football shape. 26. And the third question escaped me just now. Could you repeat that one again?
What shape are the muscle cells? You said
football.
Well, I don't know. I've got a different word, but I feel
long,
like...
very, very slender, long, and elongated, and when they contract, they look like little footballs.
Yes, and that I have spindle.
Oh, okay, 26.
Not 26. I know. That's the second person that's guessed 26, but that's. Not it.
He said 24, but I forgive him, too. I'm guessing maybe he went to Atlas. and the third question you had asked, and I skated right over the answer. Guanine.
Yep. The guanine, thymine, and what's the other chemical?
Well, the other question, I think, had to do with proteins.
Yes.
And they would have been long chains of amino acids?
That's correct.
Ding, ding.
One out of three. Ladies, I got to retire for the evening.
Oh. Where are you calling from?
It's Larry the Doofus from West Devlin.
Hi, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling, Larry.
Pathological liar.
another $5 in the hole.
There you go. The
cha-ching.
Bye. Hi. Higher on green cheese.
So it's 23 pairs of chromosomes.
That's it.
46.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
The missing base is cytosine.
Yes.
Oh, ding, ding.
Somebody said long chains of amino acids, but it's nitrogenous bases, or the individual unit is deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yes.
Ding, ding.
All right. That's it.
Where are you calling from?
In Bemidji.
Bemidji, thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, ladies. It's Sweet Melissa.
Hi, Sweet Melissa.
Hello. Okay. I heard the double helix earlier, and I got excited because you were looking for a different answer.
Uh-huh.
Is it chromatid?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to try another one.
Okay.
The human genome.
Yes.
It contains 46 chromosomes. And it's arranged in 23 pairs.
That's
in
correct.
Each cell.
Ding,
that's
ding.
It. That's Yay. It. Okay, Yay. Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, I'm really
Melissa.
Curious now about the double helix one. So
well,
I'll be listening.
I have a feeling that what you said and what I have is roughly the same thing.
Ah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and give it instead of, you know, like it's helical. So that basically means double helix, right?
Yep, helical. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does.
Okay, there you go. Then you were right.
Okay.
Okay,
well, we're
ding,
both
ding.
Right.
We're all right.
Thanks, Melissa.
Everyone's a winner.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
It's a great show tonight. You're doing a great job.
Thanks
for having fun.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, did you get the answer for the rifleman?
We did, but you go ahead and answer it.
It is the one and only John Connors.
Connors. Well, you got the last name right. It's
not John.
Chuck Connors.
It's not Chuck Connors.
Chuck
okay.
Connors, yeah.
Yes. He used to play baseball.
He did. He sure did. Yeah. Was it for the Cards? I don't remember.
Well, that was before my time.
Before mine. He was...
I watched the Rifleman. Anyways, this is a Coloring Cowboy.
Hi, Coloring Cowboy.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. Can I give a couple shout outs?
Sure.
The Lady of La Prairie.
Uh huh.
Mojo of the Sauna.
He's listening.
Yes, I heard his beautiful voice. And Mike in the Sack. In the Sack Boys.
I hope he's listening.
Yes, me too.
Thanks for
you
calling.
You guys have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Well, good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good.
How about you?
Doing well. Having a great night. I have an answer for the rifleman. Actually, I have two answers because I'm pretty sure someone probably already got it while I was on hold. But Chuck Connor?
Correct. Yep. Connors.
And what was his screen name?
Oh, I know that, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So you tell me.
I do.
Yeah.
Right off the top of my head, Lucas McCain.
Lucas McCain, yep.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Where are you
and
calling
it's the
from?
The right hemisphere.
Oh, of the
right, Urbana Brain Trust.
Yeah.
Yep. And I got a shout out to my daughter turning 40, Naomi.
Sweet, happy birthday, big 4-0.
Happy birthday to her. Thanks.
Baby. She's a baby.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling. Right,
you got
Andy.
It tonight.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi. You were asking the name of the narrator for Moby Dick, is that right?
Yes.
I think that was Ishmael.
Ishmael. Ding, ding. Yep. Good job.
And then Call Me Ishmael.
Call Me Ishmael.
Okay. The first line of a novel everybody seems to know.
Yep.
Well, exactly, and kind of gives away the answer to the question all at the same time.
True story. Yep. Where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji.
Thanks so much for calling again.
Thanks, you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese. It's Canada calling back again.
Hey, Canada. Hi, Sudbury.
This is Steph in Sudbury.
Hi, Steph.
Calling with an answer to the Moby Dick question.
Yeah.
So the narrator, the name is Ishmael.
Ishmael, yep. That was just the answer to the caller before you, but good job.
Perfect.
Ding, ding.
All right. Thanks. Great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. No, I'm not asking where you're from.
I find it very fitting that you are asking questions about the Rifleman.
Yeah.
Because right now it is lawlessness on this show. You are letting people ask 2, 3, 4 questions.
Right.
We need to bring the Rifleman. We need to bring Chuck Connors in here to bring some law to this show.
Just his imposing presence.
That's right.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, sir.
Sorry. Don't you dare dismiss.
I wouldn't dream of it. Dreaming of it.
So, Shaka, I got a theory here. Shaka, he was a sleestak that had too many chromosomes, so they cast him from the village.
Nope. That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Is it, though? Really?
No. It's ridiculous.
I'll go lay down by my dish. Teach your parts his own idiot.
Thanks, Keach.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Cougar Scout calling again.
Okay.
Hi.
Running away from my source real quick. I was listening to Keach trying to answer the the checker question. Since he beat me this time by one call. I think Shaka, wasn't he like the missing link? He was like a caveman monkey thing?
Yeah, but there's an actual name for what he was. There was an actual tribe.
Neanderthal?
Nope, not a Neanderthal.
No?
I'll answer it at the end of the show if it doesn't get answered.
Okay. Yep. I'll tune in. And Peach, you beat me, but you didn't answer it correctly. So I think
it's a wash here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Land of the Lost. So.
Thanks, Kilgore.
Yeah. Thanks.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if I could, was there that one question about DNA wrapped around some proteins? Has that been answered yet?
What do you have?
I'm going to go with histones.
No.
No?
No.
All righty then. Well,
where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Trump. And I'd like to give a shout out to Old Man Johnson if he's out there tonight.
Wait, I didn't hear where you cut out just when you were saying where you're from.
Trout Lake.
Oh, Trout Lake. Good to hear from you.
Yep. Great to be here.
Thanks so much for calling. Bye bye.
Yep. Thanks. Take care.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is the son of Barrington, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. The son.
Does that make you an SOB?
Wait a minute. Wait. So. I was just thinking about you guys calling in when you must have been little then. You must be like roughly 50 by now. What?
No, I'm only 22.
Okay, I knew you were over 21. Oh, it's really good to hear.
I was calling for the proteins question, but okay. I think you guys got it answered, right?
I did, but I'm glad you stayed on the line. I've got some more coming.
Amino acids.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna throw out some more of these, so hang tight.
Okay, I will. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Yeah, he was a little boy when he was. Aww. So cool. Let me just throw out a couple more of these. What is a biological catalyst called? What is the term for the breaking down of complex molecules during energy production? And let's see, when the upper part of the stomach bulges through the esophageal opening in the diaphragm, that condition is called what? And finally, what name is given to the disease that causes pouches to bulge out of the colon wall? I'm glad you're done with dinner.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is OJ of the Valley of Sunshine of Prairie City, Oregon.
There it is.
There it is. I just got back from a trip. Hey, I'm going to give a shot on Chaka was a Pakuni.
Chaka was a Pakuni. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
I knew somebody would know it.
I did too.
My brother never missed land at a loss.
Yeah.
I was always out working and stuff, so I was too old. Yeah. So can I give a shout out?
Absolutely.
I'd like to say hi to those migrating warblers and Bermidji and some of my friends at the Hib.
Yep, they are listening.
Good job.
Very good.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks. Show.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Larry from West Evelyn again.
Hi, Larry. Yes.
Hiatal hernia?
Yep.
Ding, ding.
A hiatal hernia.
No fun.
Cool. And thank you for a good job well done. I'm still going to give you the $5 they just lost.
Okay.
And again, a shout out to Rob down in Sturgeon Lake. Rob, we're calling.
We're waiting. We're waiting for Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
It's just great.
Okay, good. It's almost over, though. But this is Colleen from Sturgeon Lake.
Yeah,
I was listening, and how did I miss Galahad?
Well, he was there with the daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And he answered the Malcolm X autobiography.
Uh-huh.
And text me, and the guilt trip is huge. What I was doing.
Where are you?
I'm in Trout Lake. I'm up north. I'm at the northern home, and he's at the southern home.
Got any questions?
Well, yeah, I better answer something if I called in. I didn't know about the hernia. I was going to guess something else. But then the other one was if you the stomach pushes up and, like, stuff enters the esophageal whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Is that just, like, acid reflux?
No, that was a hiatal hernia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought there were two questions, though, and the hernia
I said, what name is given to the disease that causes pouches to bulge out of the colon wall? Again, a lower stomach issue that I'm glad you
brought up. I thought that one was colitis. But
no, it's not colitis. It's not colitis.
Okay. Lovely. At least I'm not eating right now.
I know. I thought the same
thing. Bon appetit.
But anyway, I don't know how I missed Galahad. I mean... Because he has such a distinctive voice.
He sure does. Has
that. If I say bedroom voice.
He does have a bedroom voice. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Okay, well, a shout out to Galahad. And I'm sure it was Jonna that was helping him.
Yeah.
Daughter, I don't know. I don't know if she's taken a certain name or not. Linda of Doan Lake, haven't heard from her.
No, she's, not tonight.
Yeah. But anyway, to Keach, and I heard Mojo. It sounds like he's way, way up north and not in Itasca County with me. But thanks for a great show, and thanks for letting me shout out to Galahad. Hopefully he's listening.
All right. Thank you,
thanks,
ma'am.
Thanks, Sue. Good to hear from you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
What actor portrayed weatherman Gordy Howard on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, James Evans Sr. on Good Times, and the adult Kunta Kinte on Roots? In salsa... Afro-Cuban son music, what is the name for the vocal improvisation call and response between the singer and the band members? Still out there, I've got the Ken Back One is considered to be the first what? And let's put out there, what is the longest international border in the world?
Okay. Higher on Green Cheese.
Digestive issues. Now you ladies are speaking my language.
Singing the song of your people.
I got them all. I got them all. The bulges in the intestine.
Yeah.
Is that called diverticulosis?
It sure is diverticulitis. You got it.
Ding, ding.
Oh. Woo! You're from Parts Unknown. I got one right tonight.
Yay.
Yes.
Cool.
Don't hit the dump mutt. Heck yes.
Huzzah.
All right.
Idiot. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
He said diverticulosis, which is incorrect.
I said diverticulitis. I corrected him. I did. I swear.
Yep, she did. Oh, I got her. Yep.
Where are you calling? Who is this?
All right. Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Okay, hey, Ed. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I was answering the question about the longest border in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Is it the Great Wall of China?
It is not. Good guess.
Where are you calling from? Who is this?
I'm Ruby from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Hi, Ruby. Thanks for listening in River Falls.
I want to give a shout out to my family, the Kettle Whistlers, and the Big Sandy BSers.
Okay, you did it.
You're part of that crew, huh?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's that fella from Trout Lake. I'm back for some redemption.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. A biological catalyst, is that an enzyme?
That is correct,
ding,
sir.
Ding.
Sweet, there's one. And then I got one more for you, if that's okay.
Yep.
Let's see. So there was like breaking down of biological molecules. Did you mean metabolism?
No, not metabolism.
What about catabolism specifically?
That's the one I'm looking
ding,
for.
Ding, ding.
Yep, there you go.
Good job.
Cool. Thank you, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, where are you
calling? All your guys' hard work.
Where are you calling from?
Trout Lake again.
Oh, good work, okay. Trout Lake. You did say that. Thanks so much for calling.
Yep, yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay, did we get the gastro colon wall thing?
Yes. What do you have?
Someone, diverticuli.
Yep, yep.
Oh, but someone got me.
So right before you, right before you.
Oh, we're a smart bunch.
They are. Everybody's a smart bunch listening to this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't listened for a while, and I was playing with the Mantrap Mamas up in, on 71 North there. And so, but now I'm in St. Cloud sitting on my patio.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks so much for calling and playing.
Yeah, thanks for listening in St. Cloud.
Love the show. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening, ladies.
Hello.
This is the Garage Sale Ninjas calling
in.
Hey.
Yeah. Royalty. Royalty in the house.
Oh, now this is our real king and queen.
Yep.
I was wondering if you're looking for John Amos.
John is Amos, yep.
Yeah.
The actor that portrayed weatherman Gordy Howard on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. James Evans Sr. on Good Times, and the adult Kunta Kinte on Roots, John Amos.
Yeah,
John. Ding, ding.
Exactly. Yep. So I need to give a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts.
Oh, they're listening.
Yep.
And all the rest of the cheesers tonight. Good show.
Thank you, my
queen.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay.
Well,
the weatherman?
Yeah.
Just before us. I thought it was Ted Knight.
No.
Ted Knight was...
Ted Knight was a weatherman, yep. But I was looking for the weatherman Gordy Howard. He was another... Uh-huh. He was a supporting character. But then he was also James Evans Sr. on Good Times and the adult Kunta Kinte on Roots.
Yeah, okay. Jim, yeah.
And it was John Amos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, John Amos. Yes.
John Amos. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you got through again, Barrington.
Hey. Yeah, we're trying. We're trying. Hey. We're doing our best.
It's
hard
fun.
When you're outside. When you're outside the two, it's like
no
it's
man.
Really hard.
Trust me. We know because people tell us every day how hard it is to get through, and I guess that's good and bad, but it's good.
Yep. No, man, it's just fun. That's the whole point. So,
yep.
And my son got through her in a minute, and that's the way we do it. So,
yeah.
Knowing
awesome.
The answer is only 5% of the battle.
Yeah.
95% is getting through.
You know what it is? The best part about it? It's just plain green cheese.
Yeah, it's it fun. Is. Thank you, sir.
You know what? And you guys are doing it. Good night.
Bye. Thanks. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Jigs.
Checking in. Yeah. Good to hear from you.
I was gone. I had a fire department retirement dinner that I had to go to tonight, so I just got in here on the end. But my John Amos question just got answered.
Oh, yeah.
Darn it.
But I did hear that you did hear from Mojo. I know he's so far up north. I hope they got enough pipe to get him daylight up there in the morning.
Days are getting short.
Yeah. So anyway, I just need to get in and give a shout out to him and all the Green Cheesers. So
yep, we
good to hear from you, Jigs.
Always good to hear from you, Jigs.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again, ladies. John.
Hello, John.
Free Ontario. This is pretty good. I think it must be a record, a three-piece from
me.
Four, including my partner. So, okay. The was it the longest border question?
Yep. What is the longest
international
border in the world?
That would be the Canadian-U.S. border.
You got it.
Yep.
Ding, ding.
Good work.
Yep. Good job.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like that. Okay, good stuff. Good show as always. And again, everyone, support public radio and keep listening.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sudbury.
Thanks for your support.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Lucas LeMay from Camp Lake at Campo Basso.
Yeah.
And did you already answer the contiguous border question?
It just got answered before you, but you go ahead.
Oh, it's the U.S. and Canada, right?
You got it. Yep. Ding, ding.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'll let you go there now.
Well, okay. Thanks, Camp Lake.
I just knew that one, so I wanted to answer it.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank
Wonderful.
You guys.
Bye.
We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did you get the one for the messy handwriting yet?
No.
Wow. Playing long ball.
Would it be scrawl?
No.
So are you looking for a medical term then? Or?
Well, it's not a medical. These terms are like... They're odd things, but they've been given a term by someone somewhere. And so far, there are people that know these answers. So I'm sticking with what this one was. And what did I say? The one you were talking about was the
bad handwriting.
Illegible handwriting is called this thing. And there is a word for it.
So you'll give us the answer at the end?
Maybe, Nancy, or maybe I'll carry it over.
and then there's two more, like the A of MJP and the A of MX?
Yes.
You going to give the answers for those?
Nope.
Because I can't figure it out.
Okay, but you can, because you're going to think about it. It's going to hit you in the middle of the night.
Sure, I'll call you, too.
Okay. Luckily, you don't have my number. I'm going to say it again. The A of the MJP. And I'll give you, how about this? By E.G.
Oh, pretty.
So there's the author.
Okay.
All right. And then
did he also write the A of the MX?
The A of the MX got answered. That's the autobiography of Malcolm X by Alex Haley.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, it was just before you. And I'll throw out one more. The A of the B. The A of the BT.
Okay.
So just write those down. These are going to be ongoing. So keep a list.
Okay. I will.
All right, Nancy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm Jacob from the Walla Express.
Hi, Jacob. Thanks for listening tonight.
The longest international border, the U.S. and Canadian border.
You got it. Yep. Good job. Ding, ding. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's the son of Barrington, Illinois again.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Son of Barrington.
I was on the line for the longest border question. It's the U.S. and Canada.
It is. It's been answered now.
Just too late. Hey, I appreciate you guys a lot.
Oh, we appreciate you too. Thank you.
I do. You guys are a big part of my childhood, all right?
Oh, thank you.
All right, so have a good night, y'all. I love y'all.
Okay, that means so much to us.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Julie and Justine, to hear your voices make our hearts
soar like an eagle.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. So,
Marilyn Monroe on Van Duse Lake.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Justine?
Yeah.
God bless you for helping train Julian tonight. Okay. I was at the picnic. Marilyn,
yeah, yes, you were.
We're kind of fighting, so she's not here tonight because...
Oh. Does she know how much she was missed?
She was missed, but she flew out to the Yankees game last night to meet the president.
So
we're not talking right now.
Of course she did.
Yeah. So, and unfortunately, I think while I was waiting online, my two questions that I think I had the answers to have been answered was diverticulitis and John Amos. Is that correct?
Yep, those were both answers, correct.
So once again, I will not wait on the line for your producer to send me the T-shirt.
All right, Van Duse Lake. Good to hear from you, Joe DiMaggio.
Thanks,
later,
Joe.
Kids. Thanks. Bye.
Support for KAXE comes from The Sewing Room, hosting the Cultivating Communities Summit, a two-day gathering to explore belonging, workforce inclusion, environmental justice, more. Taking place at the Geechee Zibi Center for the Arts in Brainerd, September 22nd and 23rd. Registration available at sewingroom.org. Thanks.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
Thanks.
Well, you ladies did it.
What?
The A of the BT.
Yeah?
Called the album of the Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, bow, oh, baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
I don't think I could have fed you a better line.
I just had a flashback from the battle cry of freedom from my show 2 weeks ago. It was the best.
Oh, good to hear from you,
thanks,
sir.
Keach.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jigs from the garage again.
Hey, Jigs again.
Keach just nailed that. Whatever that
he did. He
whatever.
Did.
Oh, you got her right on the nose. But that illegible handwriting,
yes.
Most everybody calls that chicken scratch.
Well, they do. They do. That's a common name.
I think the name for it is actually dysgraphia or something like that.
It is. God, you're close. I'm going to give it to you because Nancy's going to lose sleep over this. It's griffonage. Look
okay,
at I dare you guys to use this in a sentence like, I can't read this. It's griffonage.
Challenge accepted.
But something. Graphia of some kind, whatever.
Yeah, it's griffonage.
Okay. I like it.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye,
that's
James.
Easy.
Good to hear from you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I understand that the chicken scratch was already guessed and it's not the correct answer.
That is correct. It is griffonage.
Griffonage.
Griffonage. Isn't that a good word?
Yeah,
good word.
Go ahead.
My mother always told me that you write like you have chicken scratch, so I guess I'm going to go with my mom, even though it's not the...
Well, that's not the official word, let's say.
Right. Shout out, if I could.
Sure.
All the creatures of Camp Lake.
Mm. Oh, they're listening.
They're listening. Great.
Yes, they
we're
are.
We're calling from St. Paul.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Giving shout outs to the creatures of Camp Lake.
Sweet.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for your evening.
Oh, thanks for taking us along with you. I got a shout out to Carly before I forgot.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah. All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
The Autobiography of Miss Jean Pittman.
See, I knew you'd get it. I knew you'd get it.
It came to me right after I hung up.
See?
That's why she's the queen, folks.
That's why I don't ever want to give things away at the end, because I'm just going to keep on pestering you.
Yeah.
Good job, Nance.
Thank you. The Autobiography, when you said of Malcolm X, I thought, Autobiography? Oh, and then it just all fell into place.
See? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and wait a minute. So did you hear now, because somebody right before you got the we were able to, a couple of weeks, people before you, the illegible handwriting is called
I heard that.
Griffinage.
Griffinage.
Yes.
It's my new favorite word.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I heard that one too.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yep, thanks.
Bye bye. Bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
It's on green cheese. Hello?
You're
Hello?
On green cheese.
Hey, this is okay. So my son just gave me his phone.
Okay.
And it's super cool.
Okay.
So I got to give a shout out to my former dogs.
Okay.
Hate to do this, but like, been listening to this for like years. So shout out to Pebbles.
Oh.
And then shout out to Olive, who is the new dog.
The new dog.
Oh.
Here's to the new dog and dog. So many love for the old dog.
Olive and Pebbles. They were at a chug lab, and this is the yellow lab. So thank you, guys. So special. So thank you.
We
Rainbow
love our puppies.
Bridge. Rainbow Bridge, yep. baby.
Rainbow yep. Bridge, bro. Yeah, exactly.
They live forever.
Thank
they
you.
They live forever.
They just yep. change address.
Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now I'm trying to hang up.
Yeah?
All right. So, yeah, that's tough because there are people. There
yep.
are children.
Yep, there are children. They are.
Yeah. yeah. Well, it's getting close to the end. We've got a lot of places to say hi.
Wow, what a show. That thanks, everybody, for calling in. Wow, that was fun. Boom, boom.
Yeah, it was fun. We've still got a couple minutes, so you can still get in here, but we're going to play the last call. We're going to talk about next week's host. I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, I don't have it up
I
here.
I don't have it either.
I can look it up here.
She can look it up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure to host with Justine tonight, and it's really good to hear from all of you. You guys are some real special people here.
Yeah, let's see.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Yep.
You're on green cheese. Oopsie. You're on green cheese.
Champagne bonnet.
Say, now you're on. Go ahead.
Have you got the answer about the champagne wire?
No, I did not.
Well, I had to look it up.
Okay.
But I think it might be Mousselet.
It's where am I here? The champagne. They'll tell you. Where am I here? Yeah. Come on now.
It's late.
It's late. Wait a minute.
It's late.
Here, the wire cage is called. Say again.
Mousselet.
Well, that might be the French word, but I've got something different. I've got something different, so I'm not going to give it to you just yet. Where are you calling from?
And in Virgus.
Okay. Oh, hey, Virgus.
Hey,
yep.
Good to hear from you again.
Thanks for taking us along, and thanks for playing tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good to hear from you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Last one. You're the last one, Keech.
Unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable. That's who you are. All right, cue the music.
Adios, friend.
Shout out to everybody.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Yeah, stay tuned for Cassidy and McKee and Hugh Roberts with KAXE After Dark from 9 to midnight. Next week, Saturday night, your hosts are Christy Norland and Janet Brademan from All Green right. Cheese.
Last call, everybody.
This is a special request.
Drink up.
I try to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest?
So thanks for calling from Chisholm, Belle Plaine, from Almelin, Anoka. Thanks, sweet Melissa. Here we are. Thanks, you guys. Danger Camp, Oahu. Barrington, Illinois. Good to hear from you again. Half Moon Lake, Grand Rapids, Washington State. Everett, Sandy. Sandy Township Underground. Gun Lake, Parts Unknown, Corndog, Sudbury Island. Sudbury, Ontario. The Migrating Warblers. Widow Lake, Hickory Lake, Everett, Minnesota. Everett, Washington, St. Michael, the Balkan Boys, Chisholm, Riley Lake, East Meadowlands, Eveleth, and East Eveleth, Sturgeon Lake, Farmington, the Sauna, Busty Lake, Van Duse Lake, St. Paul, Camp Lake, Jigs from the Garage, Garage Sale Ninjas, our King and Queen, St. Cloud, River Falls, Wisconsin, Valley of the Sunshine, Oregon, Trout Lake, Wabana, Brain Trust, La Prairie, Coleraine, Lutzen, Bemidji, Virgus, Hibbing, Cedar Island Lake, Hill Lake, Britt, Galahad, and Zoo. Thanks for calling. Missoula, Montana, wonderful to hear from you. Walleye Express, Windmill Farms in Wisconsin, Hackensack, all y'all. Thanks so much for being a part of this.
Last call for alcohol. Drink it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful.